last Monday was on the radio, Eric Wood said, you're very hard on yourself sometimes when things aren't going right. But how frustrating is it, you know, to when you're going through the situation you are, you know, last week, you're not able to run the ball on yourself, the team, things like that, just from a personal standpoint? When you're in the moment, I guess, you know?
Yeah, no, I think one thing about watching tape is it's never as bad as you thought, but it's never as good as you thought either. And I just felt there's some plays I could have made. You watch tape, I mean, maybe that's not as many as you may thought, but just knowing myself, you know. Everybody has to be honest to themselves when they watch tape, and you got to know your game. I think the problem with this league is a lot of players don't take accountability, you know, and I do, you know. So I'll get it right this week. Watch a lot of tape, and we'll get the game plan right. And they're a good defense. They really are. But we got playmakers also. We just got to stay true to our game, and no matter if they're stopping us at times or we make it down, you know, got to keep at it.
How much of a challenge is this offensive line, yours, dealing with as far as learning a new blocking scheme and this, this whole wide zone thing? It's different, and you know, just your observations on – I know it worked really well the first game, but obviously last week it looked like –
No, I mean, they made plays. They made plays last week, and we didn't. Simple as that. It's a different scheme. I don't think it makes that big of a difference. We've been doing this since OTAs and camp. We know, you know, what to do, what not to do. That might be a poor excuse to say just learn the offense, but because we know the offense. It's a matter of going out there executing, you know, and putting ourselves in better positions, you know.
Does it change anything for you?
Not really. I mean, the reads are still the same. Still the same keys, you know. So it doesn't change much for me.
This is a team that had Sammy Watkins, Robert Woods last year, good veteran NFL receivers. Are you noticing the first two games that teams are playing you different because your receiving core is vastly different this year?
Man, last year, we if you looked at all the rushing teams, you know, we were always in the top two as far as seeing the most eight-man boxes, you know. So we're going to get a lot of tissue on the running game. It doesn't matter who's on the outsides, you know. We run the ball well. The last couple of years we've been running the ball well for the last couple of years. So I think any defense that's coming here, the main goal is to stop the run, you know. But we have enough guys on the outside to make plays. You know, I think we can get it done. Just a matter of doing it.
What's it like after in a 9-3 loss and you're watching your defense keep it close and as an offensive star, like saying like the game is right there and as a unit still not being able to click? What is it like walking out of that game?
Well, it's frustrating for sure. A close game, all you need is just a touchdown, you know, and there's different times where we move the ball, especially in the second half, and didn't get any points from it. You know, that's also tough. And then also your guys on the field, the defense, you know, playing hard, tired, on the field for long periods of time. You know, that's also frustrating. But only thing you could do is just get better. Watch tape, learn from it, and make the corrections, you know, move on.
As frustrating as it is, LeSean, as frustrating as you were after last week's game, do you relish the challenge of going up against a top-notch defense and saw what it did to Ezekiel Elliott last week?
Yeah, well, I think when you just look at the numbers, the rushing totals, and you look at what Ezekiel did, it's bigger than that. You got to watch the tape, see the time of possession, see how the game went. Dallas kind of got down early, you know, and they started to throw the ball more. You know, they got stopped a couple of times with Zeke, and they kind of went away from it. So, but every game is different. You know, who knows if the score was closer and he had maybe 20-some carries. You know, all it takes is a run or two to bust, you know. But they're good defense. They really are. You can't take nothing from that group. They play well together. They even added some pieces to make them better. All the names that you already know, man, they play well. They cover well. And when you got guys that can cover, you can add more guys in the box. That's how it works. But every game in the NFL is a challenge. It really is. And myself and my teammates, we look forward to going against them. I really do.
Sean, so that you're giving a rest day today, how much of that is related to getting your wrist right and your groin right as well?
Well, I guess that's what the rest day is for, just the maintenance part of it. You know, to keep me fresh. It's a long season. And that's the coach's decision, so he's the boss. I won't argue that.
If you didn't have those injuries, if you want to call them those bad, do you anticipate being on the field then? Or would you anticipate practicing then?
No, I think I still get the day off just to keep my legs fresh. I mean, we talked about it. I wanted to go out there and run around a little bit, but that's why he's the head man. He makes the right calls. You know, I follow him. So let's get our guys healthy for this week. It's a big game for us. You know, we need to come back and rebound from just to bounce back from the loss last week and as offense. To kind of get it together.
There's been some clamoring for the season that Tyron should be benched. What is your reaction to that? And, you know, how much confidence do you have in Tyron?
I haven't heard that yet. But, I mean, I guess he gets blamed for everything, you know. I don't think so. You know, Tyron's a hell of a player, man. He makes plays, and without him, we wouldn't have had no shot last week. You know, made some plays. Things wasn't blocked well. He got out of it. Certain plays, I didn't help him out. You know, the whole week stressing. Shady on certain plays gets it outside. You know, I try to cut back inside. But you guys don't see that, and a lot of people don't see that type of things. You know, but he'll get blamed for it. So I haven't heard that yet, but I'm sure, you know, that'll start up. I mean, you just mentioned it. I have a lot of confidence in Tyrod and the guys on the team and the offense. We do, too.
It was reported right before the season started that you were getting some incentives, additional incentives into your contract. Did any of that have to do with the anticipation that you are going to carry a lot of this load as a runner, as a receiver, and just wanted to have that extra maybe financial backstop?
I just want the loot, baby. Nah, it just happened. It wasn't like that. It just happened. It had nothing to do with the extra loads, you know, because, I mean, we didn't know that the whole thing with the Sammy was going, and right. We didn't know none of that.
That was already underway.
So we were just, it just happened.
It sounds like they thought you might need more incentive later in the year if things went bad. I mean, you might you.
Well, I guess, man, I just, you know, it's my home here, so just trying to be here for some time, you know. Win some games and, you know, had some things to chase and strive for, you know, along with wins.
From your perspective, is there too much emphasis put on facing an 8-man box? I mean, you faced it in high school and college. Entire NFL career. I mean, is it just another 8-man box for you? Is that the way you look at it?
That's how I look at it. You know, in this league, you got to deal with it. Too much complaining, too much excuses. No, listen, man, you got to deal with it. You know, I would love to go small box and guys are off. Every backwood, you know, but you just got to play, man. You got to get it done. Guys are front, they look forward to doing it, going against the 8-man box. Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, he had a great year last year. He went against 8-man boxes. So it is what it is. You know, you got to take care of the guys up front and make a guy miss. The good thing about the big boxes is that make a guy miss, there's nobody back there, you know, so –